In today's daf, we focused on the mitzvah of saying halal. Likroy is a halal, according to Ramshat the Gemara. The halal concept was introduced by the Nevi'im. Nevi'im shebeinein tiknul in Yisrael. She oimer oisoy al kol perek uperek. Val kol tzora v'tzora shloi tobe alein. Ulike shenik olin oimrim oisoy al gulos. If we take a look at the Rashbam, he explains like this. The concept of halal, which was introduced and established by Nevi'im, was so that Klal Yisrael can say it, I'll call perek uperek, which means on account and in honor and celebration of Yom Tovim, I'll call regel v'regel. So that's the first part. Perek uperek means times, events throughout the year, Yom Tovim. The second portion, I'll call tzora shloi tovoi, says Rashbam, it's referring to different times of geula, of salvation. Kigoyin, he says, Chanukah. According to the Rashbam, Chanukah is included in this phrase. And this apparently was established by the Nevi'im that whenever we have a nes, a Klal Yisrael is saved and experiences gula and salvation, for instance, Chanukah, they're meant to say halal. The Bahag, Baal Lachas Gedolus, interprets it a bit differently. He learns that the first part of the phrase, I'll call perek uperek, is a reference to all types of Yom Tovim, including Chanukah. Whereas the second part of the phrase, that any type of geula from a tzora necessitates halal, is referring to even a future event. Something which will happen to Klal Yisrael, and they'll have a geula, halal is appropriate and in place. So it's past Chanukah. Even nowadays, if there's a geula, there's room for halal. Now, Tosis in Sukkah actually says it only applies when it was involving Rov Yisrael. It needs to be a Klal Yisrael nes. And then we apply this concept that we say halal al gulasim. Meiri disagrees. He says actually it applies even to a yachid, kol yachid v'yachid. A person experiences a personal nes, a personal gula. Halal certainly is in place, but of course there's no bracha because the bracha is Asher Kitcharim Mitzvayisav and only applies to those specific days where we have an established custom of saying halal, whether Yom Tovim, whether Rosh Chodesh, but Chanukah, but when it's something personal, something which is introduced at a later date, halal is in place without the bracha. Now, the Brisker Rav explains this Bahag. He says like this, there are two parts, the two elements, within the concept of reading halal. He calls it kriya and shira. He explains like this. The first part, that the Nevi'im were masakin, that we should say halal, I'll call perek uperek, meaning on Yom Tovim, whether it's Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, that's called kriyas halal. You're reading, you're reciting halal, like kriyas ha-ter. The second part, that we're meant to say it, I'll call tzora v'tzora, from which we have a geula, that's called shira, song and praise. It's a different concept. It's not kriya, it's shira. Now to explain his words further, what does he mean? Kriya and shira, it seems like cryptic words. It's just a play on words. It's the same word, it's the same halal. What does it mean? You're reading it as kriya or shira. To understand it further, let's take a look at the words of the Derech Hashem, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato. So in the Feldheim version, it's on page 165. He says a very interesting concept, a fundamental concept regarding Kriyas HaTorah. He says one of the greatest tikkun, the greatest way of connecting to the Kedusha of the day is through Kriyas HaTorah. And that's the point of reading the parsha every week. Specific parshas, especially on the Yom Tovim, because he says the Ha'ara, the light shining forth, the spiritual emanation from Torah, is the highest that we have. It's the most profound access access route to Kedushas Hashem. And that's where Chazal Masakin, that we have Kriyas HaTorah. That's where we're Mamshech, the Ha'ara from Hashem, the specific, unique Ha'ara, light, which is specific to this day, we absorb it through Kriyas HaTorah. Isn't that amazing? Through the Kriyas HaTorah, which he says is koyach hayoyser chazak yishyesh lano. This applies throughout the year. We have the parshas through the Torah, and we get a part, piece of the Torah that week, a piece of the Ara pertaining to that parsha, and more specifically on the Zmanam Miyachadim. We have the Yom Tovim where we read the Mi'enam Or that day's Karbanos or the events that occur in that day, and that brings down the specific Hashpa that's unique for that day. So it appears that on Chanukah, he says this earlier, we don't really have much except for, you know, we have Hoidah, he says on page 159, we have different levels of Yom Tovim. Right? Some days we refrain from Malach, and that allows us to, that avails us today to the Kedush of the Yom. Then we have various levels. We have Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh. On the bottom of the list, we have Chanukah Purim, which are Yom Tovim, but there's no Bitul Malacha. Elo, he says, Hoidah B'Chanukah. It's fascinating. The Hashpah of Chanukah we receive through engaging in Hoidah on that day. So it's not just a mitzvah, Hayayim, do Hoidah, that's something appropriate. You want to have the effect of Chanukah, the light shining forth on Chanukah, which of course we re-experience anew every year. It's a recurring experience that we re-experience that Chanukah they had at the time of the Chashmonaim. You want to have it? Do Hoidah. Engage in Hoidah. And that's what the Brisk Rav means. Kriyas Halal. We read Halal, just like Kriyas HaTorah. We read, we call down. I want to upshot in Kriyas HaTorah. We call down the Kedusha of Torah by reading the Torah. Kriyas Halal, on those days of Yom Tov, is a means of calling down, of summoning the Kedusha and the Hashpah of that day. That applies specifically to the Halal established on the Yom Tov. We have established days of Yom Tov, amongst them Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. To get that ha'ara, which was designated for that day, you read halal. So it's kriyas halal. But then we have another type of halal. When a person or a klai or experiences a yeshua, it's a different type of halal. It's not a yom tov. Rather, it's a personal expression of gratitude to Hashem. It's a song. It's a song and praise. That's what the Brisk Rav means. It's a halal which is coined as a sheer halal. It's a song. You're not bringing down the Ashpa, which is predetermined for that day. It's a personal expression of Dveikus, of gratitude, of Akaras HaTov, of joy and happiness on account of the event that the Tzibur or the Yochad happened to experience on that day. It's a different type of halal. It's a halal of sheer Tashem.